For example, if you buy a new phone, by default, you get email and web browser apps on the home screen. By default, you get a notification for every new message. The phone has a default wallpaper and a default ringtone. All these options have been pre-selected by Apple or Google or whoever made your phone. You can change the settings if you want to, but it takes work, so many defaults just stick. There are defaults in nearly every part of our lives. It's not just our devices. Our workplaces and our culture have built-in defaults that make busy and distracted the normal, typical state of affairs. These standard settings are everywhere. Nobody ever looked at an empty calendar and said, "The best way to spend this time is to cram it full of meetings." Nobody ever said, "The most important thing today is everybody else's whims." Of course not. That would be crazy. But because of defaults, it's exactly what we do. In the office, every meeting defaults to 30 or 60 minutes, even if the business at hand actually requires only a quick chat. By default, other people choose what goes on our calendars. And by default, we're expected to be okay with back-to-back-to-back meetings. The rest of our work defaults to email and messaging systems, and by default, we check our inboxes constantly and reply all immediately. React to what's in front of you. Be responsive. Fill your time. Be efficient and get more done. These are the default rules of the busy bandwagon.
When we tear ourselves away from the busy bandwagon, the infinity pools are ready to lure us in. While the busy bandwagon defaults to endless tasks, the infinity pools default to endless distraction. Our phones, laptops, and televisions are filled with games, social feeds, and videos. Everything is at our fingertips. Irresistible, even addictive. Every bump of friction is smoothed away. Refresh Facebook, browse YouTube, keep up on the nonstop breaking news, play Candy Crush, binge-watch HBO. These are the defaults behind the ravenous infinity pools, devouring every scrap of time the busy bandwagon leaves behind. With the average person spending 4+ hours a day on their smartphone and another 4+ hours watching TV shows, distraction is quite literally a full-time job. There you are in the middle, pulled in opposite directions by the busy bandwagon and the infinity pools. But what about you? What do you want from your days and from your life? What would happen if you could override these defaults and create your own? Willpower isn't the way out. We've tried to resist the siren song of these forces ourselves, and we know how impossible it can be. We also spent years working in the technology industry, and we understand these apps, games, and devices well enough to know that they eventually will wear you down. Productivity isn't the solution either. We've tried to shave time off chores and cram in more to-dos. The trouble is, there are always more tasks and requests waiting to take their place. The faster you run on the hamster wheel, the faster it spins. But there is a way to free your attention from those competing distractions and take back control of your time. That's where this book comes in. Make Time is a framework for choosing what you want to focus on, building the energy to do it, and breaking the default cycle so that you can start being more intentional about the way you live your life. Even if you don't completely control your own schedule, and few of us do, you absolutely can control your attention.
We want to help you set your own defaults. With new habits and new mindsets, you can stop reacting to the modern world and start actively making time for the people and activities that matter to you. This isn't about saving time, it's about making time for what matters. The ideas in this book can give you space in your calendar, in your brain, and in your days. That space can bring clarity and calm to everyday life. It can create opportunities to start new hobbies or finally get to that someday project. A little space in your life might even unlock creative energy you lost or never found in the first place. But before we get into all of that, we'd like to explain who the heck we are, why we're so obsessed with time and energy, and how we came up with Make Time.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jay-Z, which, for purposes of this audiobook, stands for John Zaratsky, not to be confused with the musician and business mogul Jay-Z. Try not to be disappointed. We're not rocket-building billionaires like Elon Musk, handsome Renaissance men like Tim Ferriss, or genius executives like Sheryl Sandberg. Most time management advice is written by or about superhumans, but you will find no superhumanity in these pages. We're normal, fallible human beings who get stressed out and distracted just like everyone else. What makes our perspective unusual is that we're product designers who spent years in the tech industry, helping to build services like Gmail, YouTube, and Google Hangouts. As designers, our job was to turn abstract ideas